USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students allowed. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that the children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't he take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez is urging the governor to call a special legislative session following Tuesday's elementary school massacre.
These people deserve to have their children's lives not have been lost in vain.
No word from the governor on that special session. The Fed Reserve is addressing the rumor regarding a digital dollar.
The vice chair of the Federal Reserve says no one should expect to see a digital dollar anytime soon. Lael Brainard made her first appearance before Congress this week since her recent swearing-in. Brainard told the House Financial Services Committee the Fed is still studying the issue and would not move without approval from the White House and Congress. That could add a lot of debate before an authorizing law could be passed and signed. Brainard said it could take up to 5 years to put in place the requisite security and design features. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden says the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID pandemic. Going a little bit more in depth on the tragedy that took place at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence wants better security at schools after the deadly shooting at the elementary school. In a Twitter post, Lawrence demanded something be done, saying there are schools that can't afford security upgrades. This, as Kelly McCann, who's a former Marine Corps officer, said in these sorts of tragedies at schools, there's usually a breakdown somewhere along the line.
67,000 public elementary schools across the nation, $2.5 billion to assign a resource officer to each one of them, generally speaking. You know, usually in a physical security situation, it's a human breakdown, right? So the back door, there's a question. How did he get in the back door? Was it left open because someone went out to vape or smoke? Was it left open after recess?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. At least five people are dead and two others hurt after a house explosion in a Pennsylvania neighborhood. It happened in Pottstown Thursday night, about 40 miles outside of Philadelphia. People living nearby say they heard a loud blast and thought it was a bomb. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.